Welcome to the Refuse to Lose Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about the story of the rock and the road and why it's important to do what most people won't. So once upon a time, there was a king. And this king went out among the villagers and went just outside of his kingdom to this road, an old dirt road, that was very used for the travel of goods. And so it was a busy thoroughway in and out of his kingdom. And the king put this huge boulder right in the middle of this road. And it made the road virtually impassable. And the king went and he hid in the trees alongside the road. And he watched as villagers and people from other kingdoms were coming across the path. And as they came to this big boulder, the people would just look at it, disgusted, and walk away. Some of them would curse the king on his way out and just saying how irresponsible he was. People would talk about how the king just doesn't care about the people and he's not taking care of the roads. And then finally, this poor farm man walks up and he's got his sack of goods on his shoulders. He's carrying his load to wherever he's got to go. And he comes up to this rock, this boulder that's blocking the way. And he looks at it, and after some deliberation, he drops his sack, and he starts pushing, and pushing, and grinding, and digging his feet in. And eventually, he gets the boulder out of the way. And as he gets the boulder out of the way, he realizes that under this boulder was a big bag of gold that ended up being his reward for moving the boulder. And so, Tammy, why is it so important that the farmer move the rock?
I think it's so symbolic of how most of us react in life. As soon as we see the first obstacle, we turn around. That's the easy way out. Well, I'll just find another way. But instead of pushing and maybe having to go through a difficult time to get to something better. You know, what's the saying? If it's easy, everyone can have it.
Yep. That's what makes championships so difficult to win.
There you go.
So, why do you use this story for athletes?
Well, I think it's a perfect example. How many obstacles do athletes have individually as well as a team? We're constantly having to overcome obstacles to show how good we are. You know, I remember when I was a little child, my dad would say, you need to set an extra plate at the table. I'd be like, okay, for who? For Mr. Adversity. You never know when he's going to come by, and you want to welcome him in. You want him to be your best friend. So when we're moving the boulders, that's kind of the same premise to me. We need those boulders in our life, in athletics, to show how good we are. We need to have a boulder so we can push through and raise to heights that we never thought we could. And then there's going to be some kind of championship, some kind of pot of gold, bag of gold.
So what are some of the boulders that our athletes and our coaches are going to face in their season, in their career? What are some examples of those boulders in the road?
Well, I think you have the physical boulders of conditioning, or having to physically overcome whatever challenge, maybe even an injury. There's the mental boulders of overcoming. I've got a boulder in my head of maybe I just am not confident. You know, team-wise, we have boulders. Hey, can we get past this certain team that maybe we've struggled against? Or this is our boulder, this team over here, team B over there, they're in our road on our way to our championship. So, are you going to turn around? No, we don't want to play the next game. No, you want to push that boulder, everyone working together to push that boulder out of the road so you can reach that championship. But again, often in a game, the first sign of challenge, sometimes we back down. Instead of, no, there's something better if I push through this.
What are some boulders in a game, since you talk about it? What are some challenges that an athlete will face in the course? Because you talked about a season, you know, your opponent, the conditioning, certainly that would probably be a big one for most athletes. Can we get past XYZ point in the season that we've never made it to this point, right? But what about in the course of a game, of the competition, whatever your competition is, in the course of that, what are some boulders that athletes are going to face?
Some that come right to my mind are a hostile gym.
Hostile
crowd.
Yes.
How do we overcome the, okay, barrier. Okay, we've got to tune them out, block them out. We've got to even band together even stronger. It's us against the rest of this place. During a contest, it could be officials, bad calls. You know, we always think we have bad calls if it's not called our way. So it's, do you complain about it or do you think, okay, we've got to push past this? Or maybe before you know it, you've dug yourself into a big hole. So now that deficit in scoring, you've got to push through that boulder to get through that deficit in scoring.
And so those are some of the obstacles. But then as the poor farmer pushed the boulder out of the road, he found that bag of gold. And so what's that bag of gold that our athletes are looking for? What's the bag of gold that our athletes are going to receive when they're finally able to push that boulder out of the way?
I don't know if I could specifically say, hey, you push this boulder, this is what you're going to get. Because a lot of it is, that's our own individual bag of gold. For me, it might be, I had the satisfaction that I knew my team was better than your team. For some, it could be that trophy that's in their hands. For some, it could be the recognition. They're on the front page of the newspaper, and everyone's talking about them being the hero. So I think we all have our individual goals, needs, satisfactions that we're trying to reach that more than likely will happen if we push through. But the number one thing is people aren't willing to push through.
So is it fair to say that, you know, as athletes we set goals or we have benchmarks that we want to reach, whatever that is. You know, as you say, it's different for everyone. But is it fair to say that if that goal is worth achieving, if that mark is worth reaching, that there's going to be obstacles on the path?
Well, definitely. I mean, has anyone ever won a championship without there being an obstacle? I mean, if they did, they probably need to be in a higher division or a higher league or find better competition.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I tell teams and athletes this a lot. I can guarantee you'll go undefeated. Now, look at me, and I'm like, would you pay me $100? And they're all, oh, yeah, of course. And they're like, how would you do it? My answer is simple. I'd find a bunch of five-year-olds for you to play every game. Now, how are you going to feel? You zero obstacles to go through.
Right.
Are you going to feel like you accomplished anything? No. Okay. So when we have the barriers, that's when we know how good we are.
And for all the people who pass the boulder in the road, they never got to experience the satisfaction of receiving that bag of gold. They may have not had the struggle either, but because they weren't willing to have that struggle, they never got the reward.
Exactly.
And so in order to get the reward, you have to have a struggle.
Perfect.
You have to have an obstacle. So then, now moving forward, you talk about the mental toolbox, right? Your job at Refuse to Lose is to grow people's mental toolbox. I got my man room at my house, and I got my toolbox with my wrenches and pliers and hammers. But you're giving them a mental toolbox. So how do the athletes and how do the coaches throw this story and use it in their mental toolbox?
Well, I think you have to look at your proverbial boulders, rocks, and use that to motivate you. Push through, seeing your bag of gold, whatever that may represent. And using that image or using the story to remind you, keep pushing through. So my challenge is push past your boulders. That's the only way to reach you being the best athlete you can be.
Very well said. So hopefully everybody out there pushes through their boulders and finds their bag of gold. Thank you for tuning in today. Be sure to check out the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com. Follow Refuse to Lose Coaching on Twitter at R2L Coaching. If you are interested in having Coach Tamin Matheny speak to your team or organization, contact her via the Refuse to Lose Coaching website at www.r2lc.com.